This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, to commence the event, we'll please, can we all rise for the national anthem? Let's all rise for the national anthem, please. Thank you very much. Please have a seat. We would like to invite Imam Abdulrahman Ahmed for the opening prayer, please. Okay, we'd like to invite Ustad Abubakar from One Ummah to please give us the opening prayer.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
آمين. جزاك الله خيرا أستاذ. Okay, so we are all welcome to the launch of the Maryam Lemu Marriage Academy. We had said it earlier that this academy is a compilation of 30 years of marriage experience and also the support of so many strategic partners that have come together to launch this course. So we'd like to, without wasting much time, to introduce our guests and dignitaries. The chairman of this occasion, representative of the of His Eminence the Sultan of Sokoto, Alhaji Dr. Shehu Chindu Yamusa, PhD, the Emir of Kefi. We'd also like to recognize the mother of the day, Dr. Mrs. Aisha Muhammadu Buhari, the First Lady of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Also, His Royal Highness, King Dr. Ambassador Apollos Cho, the Egbere Emere Okori I, and the Onee Ncha II of Eleme Rivers. We'd also like to recognize the former National Amira, Hajia Halima Jibril, the wife of the former Vice President, Hajia Amina Namadi Sambo, founder I Care Women and Youth Initiative and the Darul Naim Foundation. We also have the Rapa Secretary General amongst us, Hajia Saudatu Mahdi. Also the President of One Ummah, Ustad Abubakar Muhammad. The unveiling of the course will be done by... The unveiling of the course will be done by Mrs. Zara Buhari Indimi, the founder of ZNB Homes. We also have our chief launcher of the event, none other person than the executive governor of Kogi State, Governor Yaya Bello. We also have a speech by the director of research and training, Dawa Institute Islamic Education Trust, Muhammad Nuruddin Lemu. We also have in our presence the wife of the Director, Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR, Hajia Zainab Mansour Sariki. We'd also like to recognize the chairman of the Secretariat Committee, who has been instrumental in ensuring that we are working together in harmony, Professor Mutiullah Olashupo. We'd also like to recognize Her Excellency, Dr. Amina Abubakar Bello, the wife of the Governor of Niger State and immediate past chairperson, Northern Governors Rights Forum. The representative of the Honorable Minister of Environment, Dr. Muhammad Mahmoud Abubakar, Rukayam Muhammad, the SA to the Honorable Minister. We also have among us, It's an organization that is of immense support to this entire launch and this entire program. And we have two board of trustees here, Justice Amina Rumbay and Hajia Rele Atsani, who were also friends of late Hajia Aisha Lemu. We'd like to recognize them as well. Now, this event has been put together, and even this course has been put together by the hard work of our strategic partners, who we can't thank enough. The Islamic Education Trust, FOMWAN, NASFAT, RAPA, One Ummah, MPAC, which is the Muslim Public Affairs Center, Frazier Suits, NASCO, Girl Child Concerns, Darul Na'im, IKEA Women and Youth Initiatives, and the Women in Dawah. If there's any other dignity that has been here that I haven't recognized, please kindly send the details to the Secretariat and they'll pass it on to me for due recognition. Without wasting much time, we would like to go to the opening remarks. We would like to go to the opening remarks by the representative of His Eminence, Alhaji Muhammad Saad Abubakar III, Sultan of Sokoto, who is ably represented by the Emir of Kefi, Alhaji Dr. Shehu Chindu Yamusa, PhD.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Your Excellency, the Executive Governor of Kogi State, the representative of the First Lady, the wife of the former Vice President, Zahra Muhammad Buhari Indimi, the host, Mariam Lemu, the Chief Imam of the Central Mosque, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I'm standing here on behalf of His Eminence. So I'm going to read his message to this program. In the name of Allah, the beneficial, the merciful, I am indeed very pleased to appreciate His Eminence for granting me the royal permission to stand for him as the chairman of this occasion, launching FIST, Mariam Lemu Marriage Academy. Let me affirm that the institution is the first of its kind in Africa, and the cherished endorsement of our distinguished daughter of nobility, Zahra Muhammad Buhari, distinguished guest, invited special guest, it is obvious to share my perception, generalization, and empirical conclusion about this occasion, which I found the assembly as more of blessing, which relevance could benefit us enormously, as to curtail rampant cases of divorce, infidelity, domestic violence, and forms of harm to our marriage harmony. The presence of His Eminence, which I stood for him here, should be seen as a clear representation of his thought and support of the cardinal vision and mission and philosophical framework of the Academy, which is not only rewarding, but intended towards sustainable marriage development in our country and entire Africa. Furthermore, it is very worrisome and to state openly that my heart bleeds every day, that hardly a week passes without a notice of marriage ceremony, but also hardly a day passes without a divorce occurring. But let me pause and raise this cardinal question. What is happening today that married couples no longer tolerate and pardon each other, despite Allah's blessing upon them with the children? of crucial importance, His Eminence stand tall without stage phobia to commend the proprietor, the management of Marian Lemu Academy and other stakeholders for providing your resources and applying managerial tools in building a viral home and educating humanity to be successful in their marriages, as well appreciate and truly have respect for each other. Let me quickly admonish the management of Marian Lemu Marriage Academy as a matter of relevance and academic convenience to always liaise with the Department of Guidance and Counseling in our tertiary institution, especially the unit that can provide support and guidance to couples. Their physical involvement could impact greatly towards the realization of institutional intended objectives or mandate. Also of note, the Academy must equally try to build a strong bridge of synergy with the Ministry of Education, Women Affairs, and other relevant agencies for their constructive input as to market the institution to viable height. In making the institution greater than now, I advise the institution to collaborate with the religious organizations of JNI and CAN to make their input in the aspect of marriage. It's evident that Nigeria is a secular state and religious group conducts their marriages in cognizance of their belief that you need their input via a summit or conference to add value to the institution intention. Let me call on our religious leaders to always preach tolerance and forgiveness to their faithful and to make the couples realize that it's Allah's destiny for them to become husband and wife since their creation and must learn to show love to each other. It is obvious to all of us to call on the traditional rulers to play a critical role in reducing the imminence of divorce and violence against women or anti-policies against women in marriages. It is so unfortunate that most traditional rulers often pronounce, I call on social and management scientists, especially the sociologist, psychologist, and anthropologist, to extend your services in the support of Marian Lemu Marriage Academy. It is evident that the sociologists talk about marriage, beliefs, and sense of marriage, and also conclude that marriage is one of the institutions that regulate sexual behaviors, which where your office is situated as a mark to respect the doctrine of social corporate responsibility. And Allah shall grant you blessing, love, peace, and marital bliss. Thank you for listening. May God give us the reward of what we are trying to do for our nation and Africa. As we meet here today, may Allah join us in Al-Jannah Fiddawsi together. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is my great pleasure to speak to you on the occasion of the launch of the Marriage Academy by Marian Lemu.
Thank you, sir, for that riveting speech. We would like to recognize the presence of the Mother of the Day, the representative of the Mother of the Day. And the Mother of the Day for this event is none other than Her Excellency Hajja Aishatu Muhammad Buhari, Mother of our Nation, who is ably represented by Honorable Dr. Asabe Vilita Bashir, the Director General of the National Women Development Center. The presence of the representative of the Governor of Niger State, who is represented by the Deputy Governor, His Excellency Ahmed Ketu. Would also like to recognize the presence of Distinguished Senator Yakubu Oseni, representing Kogi Central, Pharmacist Mohammed Jamiu Asuku, the Chief of Staff, Honorable Engineer Sadiku Abubakar Ohiare, Commissioner of Works and Housing, Honorable Barrister Salami Ozigi, Commissioner for Local Government and Chieftaincy Affairs, Auditor General of the State and Local Government of all of Kogi State. Would also like to recognize Her Excellency Dr. Zainab Shinkafi Bagudo, a consultant pediatrician, the founder CEO of Medicaid Cancer Foundation, and she's the first lady of Kebbi State. Would also like to acknowledge the representative of NASFAT, Dr. Salaru Lami. Without wasting much time, we'll go to the next event on our program, which is a keynote address by the former National Amira, in none other than Hajia Halima Jibril. Please come here for the... Assalamu alaikum.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Esteemed elders and esteemed elders, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, permit me to skip the protocol so that I don't create any offense. Alhamdulillah, all thanks are due to Allah for making this day a reality. The family, as trends, current trends have demonstrated, you know, the family is on trial. The marriage institution itself is at the crossroads. For many couples, it is to be or not to be. This runs contrary to the principles of Islam and to the principles of any religion. Allah tells us in the Quran that He has put love and compassion between couples. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Marriage is my practice, and whoever abandons it is not of me." Yet, as a nation, as a people, before our very eyes, in the last few decades, the marriage institution is crumbling. This in itself is a recipe for chaos. It's a recipe for instability in our country, not only in our homes. And that is why today we are faced with the crisis that we have on our hands as a nation. National Bureau of Statistics 2019 says 14.3 million Nigerians engage in one kind of substance abuse or the other. This includes youth, it includes heads of families, it includes mothers. And this is because the peace, the tranquility, the fortress that the family institution is supposed to be is on the wane. We have youth delinquency, poor academic performance of children. We have increase in crime, kidnapping, banditry. Have we ever thought that these bandits and kidnappers are born of parents? Yes, they didn't come from the moon. So this is the startling reality before all of us. As parents, as leaders, as, you know, CSOs, as religious leaders, as traditional rulers. And that's why Form 1 believes that this academy, you know, has come at the right time. We congratulate our daughter, Mariam Lemu, and our son, her husband, for putting up, you know, this academy. We believe that this is a step, you know, in our return to those family values that can make for peace and that can set us on the right of rectitude, inshallah. Permit me to use this opportunity to appeal to our royal fathers here present that there's an urgent need for us to revisit those social norms and cultural practices that work against the marriage institution. And I want to particularly mention the Kayandaki, which is absolutely non-Islamic. You know, a practice where the bride's parents are burdened with the provision of furniture, the provision of foodstuff for the bride as she gets married. This in itself exposes the girl and her parents to serious economic exploitation. What happens in the long run is that when the young couple has exhausted the bags of rice, the bags of beans, the palm oil and groundnut oil, the man throws her out and he's on the lookout for greener pasture. Yes, he's looking out for the next family, a richer family that can, you know, from which he can marry so that he replenishes the foodstuff, the furniture, and everything else. Form One is ready to work with traditional rulers at all levels of society to ensure that we change these cultural norms because they are not Islamic and they work against the marriage institution. They also prevent young people from getting married. I also want to say that the Auren business, yes, that is on the increase. Where young men, Auren Jari, where young men are looking for rich families from which to marry, you know, so that that can be a springboard, you know, to other things that they want to do. This really puts the girl at a great disadvantage. And I would want us collectively in our different spheres of influence to do something about this. Once more, Form One congratulates the initiators of this project and commit to collaborate with the academy, especially in reaching out to rural or the rural areas where marriages are also, you know, experiencing trauma. And a lot of those rural women have no avenues for redress. And on this note, I want to say congratulations. We thank all our friends and supporters, our fathers who have made it to you know, this occasion, and pray that this is the beginning of very good things to come, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Ma. Before we move to the next event, we would like to recognize the presence of Gombe State First Lady, Her Excellency Dr. Hajia Asma Inua Yanaya. Yahaya, okay. Sorry, apologies, Yahaya. We'd also like to recognize the presence of the Honorable Commissioner for Investment, Niger State, Dr. Mustafa Jibril. The next item on our agenda is a virtual message
from Khalifa Muhammad Sanusi II, the 14th Emir of Kano, and the Grand Khalifa of Tijaniya in Nigeria. He is unavoidably absent, but has sent us a virtual message so we can all, it will be presented on the board there. Thank you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is my great pleasure to speak to you on the occasion of the launch of the Marriage Academy by Mariam Lemu. It is an extremely important initiative for the Muslim Ummah. We spend so much time in academies to learn about many things, but we do not spend enough time to learn about the most important institution in our life, which is marriage. Because that is where the family is born, that is where children are brought up, and that is where our lives are shaped. A major part of the social
problem. Please, we can't hear. Can we increase the volume, please? And play it again.
Of the Muslim guidelines and guidance on marriage. The lack of love, the lack of responsibility, arbitrary divorce, the lack of passion and compassion, undermine the very essence of marriage as an institution that is grounded on love and mercy.
We can't hear.
And what Allah in the Quran. Mariam Lemu has for years been involved in this kind of counsel in an informal manner, and it is a great it's a great thing and something that is worthy of commendation that she has set up an academy following the footsteps of her parents of sharing knowledge and improving the welfare and the religion and the spiritual life of this Ummah. Congratulations, Mariam, and I hope that this academy will play a major role in improving our society. I'm much needed. I'm here to support you at any time.
Okay, please, photographers and videographers, please step aside. You are blocking the view, please. Just, if you finish taking your pictures, just step aside, please. Little audio issues, but it's going to be fixed in a bit. Okay, we'll play this later. Let's move on so that we don't. Salam TV, please take note. So just sort it out, then we'll come back for that. The next item of our agenda is a keynote address by the wife of the former Vice President, Her Excellency Hajia Amina Namadi Sambo, the founder of I Care Women and Youth Initiative and the Darul Na'im Foundation. Please, a round of applause for her as she steps up.
The chairman of the occasion, the representative of the First Lady, the representative of His Eminence, Your Excellencies, distinguished governors here, the founder of the Marital Academy, Excellencies, wives of governors, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I wish to express my sincere gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sparing our lives to be part of this great occasion. This occasion, the launching of the Marital Academy, couldn't have come at a better time than this. When the high rate of divorce in our society is not only alarming, but is scary and worrisome. Marriage, as we all know, is a social and legal contract between two individuals, which eventually will lead to a family unit that will be a star or a hope for the society. Marriage, as we all know, is a strong sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we are going to undertake it, we have to do it. It has been spelled out to us and taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I believe the family, being the bedrock of the society, needs a social foundation for peace and harmony that will nurture and mold the character of the children on sound values and ethics. For these and many reasons, full knowledge of what it entails has to be undertaken for it to be successful. I believe this academy will provide the opportunity for the newly married couples and also those already existing in that institution an opportunity to be well equipped for the life that they intend to go into, affording them a union built on love, trust, and mutual understanding. I have always pondered and wondered, in the 80s, when we are growing up, our elders and our grandparents, I would say, used to tell us of what married life was in those days. Usually, the wife-to-be has never met her husband, and the husband has never met his wife. They only meet on the day the bride is taken to the house. And what they are being told is, please respect each other, the wife be obedient to your husband, and please do not bring shame to the family. And inshallah, that marriage, you will see, was the best and longest marriage ever. They had a lot of children, and alhamdulillah, the society was much, much peaceful than we had today. But today, you will see that our children, or some of us even, we chose our partners, we selected our houses, we planned for the wedding, we had a fabulous wedding activity, and unfortunately sometimes it doesn't last so long. And that is why I think my sister, Hajia Marwel Limo, decided we go a long way in saving these marriages of today that do not live a long span of life. The negative consequences of divorce are not only limited to the couple alone. It extends to both families. It extends to children and grandchildren, and by extension to the society. The negative effect will be so bad that the children could be led to any situation that will affect their lives and their future ambition. So what really are the causes of this modern day's short span marriages? Is it that some husbands have neglected their responsibilities? Or is it that some wives have abandoned their primary assignment at the home front? There are more reasons, much more than this, that I've said. I hope this academy will be able to give us those answers to this question. Your Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, permit me to say that marriage, being the first institution of humanity, does not require any formal enrollment. It only requires mutual consent. You learn on the job. You are neither paid or have any overtime. There is no pension. There's no gratuity. There is no retirement or retirement benefits. And in some cases, there's no appreciation. But certainly, your reward or your compensation is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you had a good intention for those good things you have done in that marital contract. Inshallah, your final abode will be generated with those. Inshallah. I will like to commend my sister for her foresight, for her efforts to the realization of this great marriage academy that is the first of its kind in the whole of West Africa. I pray to Almighty Allah to guide you and to accept it as a form of sadaqah jariyah. We at ICARE Women and Youth Initiative and Darwin Naim Foundation, we are so proud of you. We are proud to be among the strategic partners, and we continue to stand by your side because we believe in saving the crisis of marriages in Nigeria, especially in the north. May Allah make it easy for us, and may He give us the long life and good health to continue. Thank you, and God bless. Oh, thank you, Master. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Thank you very much. Please, another round of applause for her, please. Like we said at the beginning, it's important that we have strategic partners to support this initiative. The more strategic partners we have, the more lives we can touch. Imagine the future of this country where we have well-grounded families because people have been able to take this marriage course and have a better understanding of what marriage entails. And then we now are able to reduce the moral decadence that we find in the society. Before we proceed to the next item on our agenda, we would also like to recognize the presence of the mother-in-law of our chief unveiler, Hajia Dora Indimi, who is the mother-in-law of Mrs. Zara Buhari Indimi, the founder of ZMB Homes, an orphanage in Kaduna that is doing amazing work. We would also like to recognize the presence of the Accountant General of Kogi State, Alhaji Momo Jibril, who is also here to support this initiative as well. Our next item on the agenda is a keynote address by the Secretary General of RAPA, the Women Rights Advancement and Protection Alternatives. RAPA has been instrumental in supporting women and upholding the rights of women, especially in and out of marriage, by supporting them, giving them financial education, and all the support that they require. We would like to call on the Secretary General, Hajia Saudatu Mahdi, for a keynote address, please. Please round of applause for her as she steps up.
Your Eminence, ably represented, the Rashid, the former Vice President's wife, the wives of the Executive Governors of Niger, Kebbi, and Gombe, the representative of the First Lady, and our daughter Zara. I want to stop here and stand, or at least respectfully observe all other protocols, but Your Excellency, I note your presence and that of your Accountant General. Ladies and gentlemen, my greetings, and I convey greetings from Honorable Justice Fatih Lami Abubakar, the founder and chair of the Women's Rights Advancement and Protection Alternative, RAPA. Honorable Justice Fatih sends her greetings to Mariam and her family, both for the initiative we are launching today, but most importantly, for agreeing to enable RAPA partner with that initiative. For RAPA, and has already been said, somewhere in 2006, concerned with the statistics, these are real life statistics that come to our organization. Between 2003 to 2005, we noted in 2003, we had 442 divorce cases that we registered from the cases coming to us. We had 438 HUI cases, that is women opting out of marriages for reasons and the allowance given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them to move out of a marriage if they have a cause to do that. Because as we all know, Islam does not allow a woman or a man to remain in a relationship of marriage where there is harm and where there is also no more love, or where the situation is just not acceptable, and rather than gain bliss, they gain sins. In 2004, we recorded 317 divorce cases, 188 HUI cases. The HUI cases became less in 2004 because there was a judicial conscious intervention to ensure, particularly in Zamfara, Kebbi, and Sokoto, that these cases do not reach the finalization of HUI. This is courtesy of the work we are doing with the then government of these three states. Then, as if we had gone to sleep, in 2005, divorce cases, we registered 358. And then HUI cases just shot up to 407, meaning that more women were seeking out of marriages than remaining in marriages. We then fast track to 2018, and this is very alarming. In 2018, RAPA registered cases coming to it, divorce cases, 2,625. In 2019, we registered 2,335. We were able, through all the efforts we make, with the support of the judiciary, the media, and organizational partners, such as FOMON, who are partners, and other organizations worried and concerned, were able to address and resolve 1,909 in 2018, and were able to resolve 1,647 in 2019. But one will ask, why? Why do we have these alarming statistics? And ladies and gentlemen, these statistics are only from the 7 northwestern states of Nigeria. I'm not talking about the 36 states of Nigeria. We got these statistics courtesy of a project that we have implemented over a 12-year period that has the endorsement of the Jamaatul Nasr al-Islam. And we were able, through this project, to design instruments and mechanisms to respond to the trend. However, one of the things we had to do was to do research. Why do we have this? Is it just a factor of compatibility? Or is it a factor of some of the things that my sisters have already mentioned? That is arranjari. That is the responsibilities, you know, the unnecessary responsibilities that go. Or is it the ill-preparedness of the couples to be? Is it the interference of families, or is it the lack of social support systems? Her Excellency mentioned our grandmothers and mothers. They had an extensive family support structure around them. Even when my own grandfather married a 9-year-old girl, and I have no shame about it, I will tell you what she did. She stayed with us, playing all over the house with us, until probably she was about 14. I never knew she was a wife. He didn't consummate. So nobody delegitimizes marriage, but we ask that consummation of marriage be stalled. Marriage is legitimate even with a child and born in Islam. We understand that. But consummation of marriage, the responsibilities that go with marriage, both for the man and the woman, are things that we have not underscored in this country. We have weddings, but we don't have marriages. When we have marriages, they are bedeviled by other social insecurity issues that make it difficult for any hardworking couple to survive. Is it the interference of families? Or is it the lackluster political will of the judiciary to punish erring couples or erring husbands or erring wives? We have to go back to what our parents, as Her Excellency has said, to what our institutions, Dali Mama Ungwala Isaya Kasha Magana Aure, Yelita Kumaya Kashita. Today it is not like that. He is only there to solemnize the marriage, get his pick or the small pay they get him, and he goes. It doesn't matter that that same man will come tomorrow and ask for the hand of another girl, and he will do it without recourse to what did you do with the last marriage. Then you go to marriages, and then there is the wali. Sometimes you come to marriages, depending on what dress you are wearing, and the real wali is late, they will just say, Your Eminence, you are the wali. And the responsibilities of the walis are not necessarily known to anybody who is assigned as a wali. Because he has a responsibility to be sure that that marriage is functional. But today, every 90 marriages in this country out of 150 are dysfunctional. They are dysfunctional and surviving only because there are children. Those who manage to continue to toil, that's the women I mean, they do it because they don't want to risk the lives of their children. But deep down, they are unhappy. How many counselors in this country do we have? What is the extended family system doing today? You go to an auntie and say, that's not how Allah meant it. There is a prescribed manner in which our tensions in marriage are to be addressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left nothing uncleared for us. Why don't we resort to it? Having said all of this, ladies and gentlemen, RAPA has done something. Over the last 12 years, we have done many, many programs targeting Northwestern Nigeria called Islamic Family Law Project. It has been assessed, it has been successful, and because of what we have done, we have contributed to the reduction of divorce cases in the Northwest, at least as reported in 21 of our pilot mosques. Ladies and gentlemen, as we speak, we know that the problems we have in this country are a source from the kind of marriages we are living. If a senior citizen, a married person of Nigeria who has four wives, will ask one of them to give him leave to use her room in Abakate Daki, and they ask, what for? Yenaswe, he wants to have a fifth wife. As a married person, he divorced one of them, and before she completed her idda, he married another woman, which makes him a man with five wives. But because he is learned, because he's socially high, nobody has been able to say anything to him. Now the impurity with which marriages are dying and waking up and coming back to life should be addressed. Your Eminence, the traditional institution are represented by you and the religious institution are represented by you. Your Excellency, we have worked both in RAPA and across organizations. We now have a code, which if observed, will save the marriages in our society and in Islamic families. The Masjid is aware, he is the supporter of one of those initiatives, and I know if you put political will behind it, Your Excellency, we'll see a true reduction. Having said all of that, I want to congratulate my sister and daughter, Ms. Mary Lomo, and her beautiful husband. I will call you beautiful, you know why? Men are said to be handsome, but when they exceptionally support women who mean so much to society, thank you for doing that. Thank you. We appreciate you. We see him as a role model. A strong woman is not a threat to a man, she's a blessing. A husband who supports his wife to make meaningful contribution to society is not a weakling, He's a very, very strong and confident man. Give him the leadership of this country, he will do very well. Because ultimately, all we need from leadership is adults. That's all we need. And please continue, Takum. Ladies and gentlemen, Honorable Justice Swati is proud to be an associate and a strategic partner to this initiative. We look forward to supporting the women who will come through. I have told Mariam, it's not enough that they know each other. Problems will still happen because it is a human institution. So when those problems happen, you need to look for Form 1, NASFAT, RAPA, and all other groups, FIDA, to help them through those inevitable pitfalls, which no matter how much you tell them in the premarital counseling, will still happen. We look forward to being your support in that direction, and we wish you very well. Ladies and gentlemen, my regards, and thank you, and good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Please, I think we can do louder than that, please. All right, thank you very much. Now, there's something that we want to let everyone know. The entire program, the entire course, we're using the hashtag change the narrative. I know that a lot of us that are here are probably going to make posts about it, but take yourself as someone that is also sharing that message. Please use the hashtag change the narrative and let us move our action from hashtags to actually changing the narrative. Personally, I'm going to come and meet Alhaji Saidu for coaching and mentorship as well, because I can see that, like they said, you know, a strong woman is not a threat to a man, and we as men must do our best to ensure that we support the women in our lives to achieve their fullest potential. Now, one last announcement, please. Members of protocol or the secretariat, they have the second mic. We have another mic. Please, someone collected it and has not returned it. We need it to address. We need it for the address by our chief launcher. So please, if you have it with you, please just kindly send it over to the secretariat table, because I don't want to believe that mics have legs. All right, so our video is ready. We would like to, the next agenda is to play the virtual message from Khalifa Mohammed Sanusi II, the 14th Emir of Kano and the Grand Khalifa of Tijaniya in Nigeria. Salam TV, please take it away.
Of the Marriage Academy by Mariam Bello. It is an extremely important initiative for the Muslim woman.
Okay, please, another round of applause. We would like to recognize the presence of the Minister of Women Affairs, Dame Pauline Tallen. Please, a round of applause for her. The next item on our agenda is a keynote address by the president of One Ummah, Ustadh Abubakar Muhammad. Please a round of applause for him as he steps up.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we give the greetings of peace as well to our non-Muslim brethren who are also here with us. We ask that may the Almighty bless our gathering. I listened to our mother, and sorry, before commencing, all protocols duly observed, our fathers, elders, respected brothers and sisters. I was dreading coming on the stage after listening to Haji Asawdatu Ma'adi, because I wondered how will I top such a powerful speech. So I was glad when it was Emir of Kano that went on, and then I was called to come on after him. May Allah bless them all and bless all the speakers that are here. I would like to bring a bit of a lighter note because I think it has been very tense. When I heard all the discussions earlier, I was almost trembling, like, can I do this? Can I speak about these issues? But on a lighter note, just to talk about what the Marriage Academy, which was done by Sister Maryam Lemu, for two reasons, because I have been involved with them personally to see us get to this point, and I must say I'm truly proud. I repeat this before them, behind them, in every gathering. I am truly proud of what they have helped to bring to light today, which will help many families that can access this sort of material to learn about marriage and how not just to get married, but to stay married. On a lighter note, I am very much more like my dear brother, Brother Saeed Takuma, in so many ways. In terms of his demeanor and in terms of so many other things. And I have seen how that has helped in not just building but maintaining a healthy relationship. And one core thing that draws between us, or that we'll say influenced us to this, is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We already know that he is the best of example. We already know that he was sent as a leader and to teach and train and make us understand and go through not just the aspect of our ibadah, worship, but everything that has to do with our lives, and marriage is one of them. And so everything in the course takes us back to that history of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how he led his life and what were the things that he did to make him be a successful leader and also a successful husband as well. Sister Maryam Lemu has championed this, but as Hajja Sauda had mentioned, her strength lies and comes from the partner that Allah has granted her, who has supported her through the journey. Because she would not have reached 30 years of marriage without a marriage. Right? Is it possible? She can't come here and organize this very elaborate, you know, event, invite every one of us here and say, I have done 30 years of marriage. Where is the husband? The same way the husband wouldn't be able to do the same. So really, this platform, and you know, we have to consider what is a growing trend as well. This platform helps all of us, not just those who are going to study, or those who are going to or have been a part of it. It helps all of us. Why? Because it helps us change our society. It helps us to reform. The home truly is the bedrock of any good society. It is the heart. And whenever the heart is good, every part of the body is good. But when the heart is corrupt, then every part of the body is corrupt as well. So I really commend Sister Maryam for this great effort she has made. There are 72 wonderful episodes. I beg all of us to take time to register to go through it, to recommend it for couples who have been married, who are yet to be married, and who are intending to get married. I recommend that we don't only listen, but we take our time to implement everything that we learn from the course. Because what it will do is to take your relationship from a state of, I'm marrying someone just for marrying sake, or because I love the person, because it's good to marry for love. We all married our spouses by the grace of the Almighty for that, or at least out of respect to our parents. Why? Because there was once a time when parents could say to their children, I have seen a good spouse for you, and you will get married, and you will be married and stay married, and stay happy in that marriage. Unfortunately, we're at a time where this has changed, where couples today want to know each other, because unlike the past where there was a level of sincerity, there's not so much of that today. So couples want to know one another before they go into a marriage. You as the parents, whether you accept it or not, they are interacting behind you. Don't just think to say, oh, but my child would never do this. No, there is someone who is there. It's just they are not ready to bring such a person to you. But before they get to that, this can help them to know about those critical things they should look for in a marriage. What are the red flags that once you see it from the beginning of the relationship, don't even let it go further. Cut it from there. What are the things that when you're married you experience? Don't just go all out and say you want to end the marriage. No. Find a way to counsel one another. We have very limited counseling sessions on marriage, and that's why a lot of